Keeping positive is a full-time responsibility. Keeping positive is a full-time responsibility. Why do we say keeping positive is a full-time responsibility? We say that because that's what it is. Whatever it is that you choose in your life, whatever experience you choose in your life, whatever attitude you choose in your life, whatever you would like to have in your life, demands of you a full-time responsibility. It's not just a matter that you wish for something or you want something or you'd love to have something. It's a matter of what is it that you wish, want, and want to have? What is it? Do you want to buy a new car? You save up for it. You prepare for it. You make sure that you can afford it. You make sure that your finances will allow you to do it. And then you go and get it. But until you make sure that everything is in order and you can go in and sign the proper papers, you don't do it. I just have an attitude. You'd like to have the car. You'd like to have this. You'd like to have that. But the day of decision where you go and get the car is a truly great day of decision. It's truly a great day for you in your life when you make that decision. Now, keeping positive is a full-time responsibility. If I take my health, for instance, or anybody else's health, but my health, and I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal... Now, I don't want to say my healthy body, because my body is healthy. My body is ideally healthy. That is the crux of the matter for my body. That's what my body is, ideally healthy. My body has nothing to do with ill health. My body only has to do with perfect health. Okay. Keeping positive is a full-time responsibility in health. I think of my health, and I think of my body, and I think, okay, now, I'm going to be a little silly, and I'm going to put a cause in motion for experiencing a healthy body. Now, how can I go about doing that? The appearances that I have not a healthy body, and whatever it is, we don't go into that. But I have the appearance that it's not a healthy body. So I say, what does a healthy body mean to me? And that's the point. That's the point. What does a healthy body mean to me? A healthy body means to me a body that is absolutely perfect in every single way, that it's expressing its original purity and integrity. It is ideally so. And it's not something that I'm going to have to keep on worrying about. It's not something that I'm going to have to keep on expecting. It is something that I am right now. Okay, now that's a healthy body. If that is a healthy body, then my responsibility to have my thought always on the idea that I have a healthy body. I have every organ, action, and function of my body in divine right order right now. Oh, my skin is in divine right order right now. Ooh, and it feels so good. Oh, my eyes see perfectly. My ears hear perfectly. I taste beautifully. I have a brain that is just absolutely pure and beautiful in perfect synchronicity with the universal mind and universal allness. And I get excited about it. Yes, I get excited about keeping positive as a full-time job, full-time responsibility, full-time occupation for me. That's my big, big, big thing. That's the big thing for me. Now, I don't talk with other people about it. I just talk with me about it. I live it. When I am a living example of the ideal body, everyone will look at me and say, you're the living example of the ideal body. But they won't even say that. Because if they can see me as the ideal body, they have the ideal body themselves, and they cannot see anything outside of themselves which is contrary to what they are. So if they have the ideal body, naturally they'll see me with the ideal body. And if I have the ideal body, naturally I will see my body ideal and think nothing of it, and I will see them as ideal and think nothing of it, and there will be no comparison, there will be no to-be, there will be no becoming, it'll be a being, and I am the ideal health. I am the ideal body. Now, I don't use the term health. I don't use the term sickness. I don't use the term in any way that would indicate that there's something to be changed. For if I give my attention to changing something, that means I see there's something that needs to be changed. If I see my body needing a change, then I am not expressing my original purity and integrity. And my original purity and integrity is the only thing that I give my attention to. It's the only thing that I recognize as my reality. It's the only thing that I recognize that that is who I am. And when I recognize that that is who I am, then that is all I know. And I only know that which I am, and that which I am is all that I know. I know that I am ideal. I know that I am whole and perfect. I know that I am beautiful. I know that I am fulfilling. I know that my body is exactly what I choose it to be. I say to myself, my body is 25 years old. I have a 25-year-old body. And I say that my body is expressing the original purity and integrity of that which I am. Now, the reason I say my body is 25 years old is because that is an age it's an age when I'm in my purity and in my prematurity. I'm really fantastic at that stage. I am filled with every organ, action, function. My body is perfect. Every ideal that I have is perfect. Every way of my life is perfect. And if I just happen to chronologically be 25, then I want that attitude to be mine, that I am the ideal 25-year-old body. I am the ideal body of me. And because I'm the ideal body of me, I am the ideal body. Now, if a 25-year-old person were to say to me, he is the ideal 25-year-old person, she is the ideal 25-year-old woman, I would say, fantastic, beautiful. And I would look at them as being the most outrageously beautiful, glorious, and fantastic body of a 25-year-old woman or man. And that's what I am. Now, I could say I am a fantastic other age. I could say I'm a fantastic 100-year-old man. I am a fantastic 200-year-old man. I'm a fantastic 1,000-year-old man. I'm a fantastic ageless man. Hey, that's a lot better, isn't it? I am a fantastic ageless man. Now, I think that's a great idea. Ageless, how wonderful that is. Ageless. I am a fantastic ageless man. And as a fantastic ageless man, what am I doing? As a fantastic ageless man, I'm being just fantastic. I'm being glorious and wonderful. I'm being fantastic and beautiful. Yes, I am the ideal ageless man. Now, no matter what phrases I use, no matter what terminology I use, as I use this terminology, it sort of hearkens to something else other than itself. So no matter what we try to do, we're going to run into that circumstance. But what we do is we are keeping positive, and we are keeping it as a full-time responsibility of keeping positive. I am ideal. I am the ideal man. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am beautiful. I am physically magnificent. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. All every cell in my body, my skin is vital, dynamic, alive. My organs are all vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I have glorious hair. I have glorious eyes. I have glorious ears. I have glorious hearing. I have glorious all. But I can do even better than that, because I go beyond being hearing what I hear. I can hear wherever I want to hear. I can hear what's being said around the world, around the universe. And I hear it clearly, and I hear it by my choice. I can see. I can see here, there, and everywhere, because I am all. I am omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. I am everywhere, and I'm expressing everywhere, and I'm the allness of everywhere. Now, keeping positive is a full-time responsibility. Keeping myself in this fantastic, magnificent attitude of mind that I am ideal in every way is the most glorious thing that I could ever want to do. It's the most glorious thing that I could ever want to experience because it is me. It is me. It is who I am, and it is what I am, and how great that is. Now, am I the ageless being that I am? Am I the immortal being that I am? Am I the eternal being that I am? Some of these words would cause us to frown and cause us to doubt ourselves a little bit, but we must train ourselves as we can. We don't must, but we may. We may train ourselves. And as we train ourselves, we come to the realization that we are that. We are beautiful. We are positive at all times. We are living the truth. And the truth about us is our original conception. And we are not the the conception that we have mutated ourselves into. We are the original idea, and we return to our original purity and integrity. We return to that original conception of ourselves in our mind, and we see ourselves with the ideal body. And so we make ourselves as a normal adult, and we say we're 25, and we say we're living in beautiful body, in a beautiful mind, in a beautiful soul. We are fantastic, we are glorious, we are good. And when we make these statements, as we make these statements, we live these statements. They're not something we want to be. They're something that we are. We are ideal. We are whole. We are perfect. We are universal right now in every avenue of our being. And because we are this, we live it in every way. And because we live it in every way, we are it in every way. Keeping positive is a full-time responsibility, and as I keep positive in my attitude about my body and my mind and my affairs, my health is absolutely glorious beyond imagination, and every other aspect of beingness that I am is beyond imagination. It is glorious, and it is now, and it is forevermore, because that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's why I am, and that's where I am, and there's nothing else that makes any difference in my world or in my life than that I live now keeping positive in every area of my life. And so it is. Oh, how wonderful it is. I love it. I love it. I love it.